Good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Chet. And we're starting three lines from the bottom of the narrow lines, before the wide lines, and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet. We're still really discussing Rabbi Machloket Rashi Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so remember, Rabbi Yochanan says that in our Torah, Kesef Kone, that you can acquire with money, and the reason that we don't do it is because Chamed Gzaira, because you might come and buy something from a salesman, leave it in his warehouse, and it gets burnt down, and if it's yours, you won't to make too much of an effort to save it. And Rashi says, no, mina mikar adin mit mina Torah, meshicha is what does the Masa Kinyan, and money doesn't do Masa Kinyan. And we machlok with Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan over here in this brighter over the psukim. And we see now what Rashi says in the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. So why does the pasuk say kano? He says mibalek, and he quoted a brighter here. Basically, if it's in either direction, how do we know that if there's ona'a in both directions, both the buyer and the seller? Yeah, we discussed this yesterday, right? That there's ona'a, not only when the seller oversells, but the buyer underpays as well. How do we know that? Minayin tamud lomar o kano al tonu. Okay, so that's what's o kano al tonu. Even the buyer can't imply or affect ona'a even as a buyer. So before we go and see the other side of Reish Lakish, just dedicate the shiur nishmat to everybody who's died in this war, to the soldiers, to the civilians, up to him. Chatufim mentioned Mayan Shachar Ben Anat, lost out of the Paris tank. What else? And should probably month of Nisan should be a gula. We should have Basrot Tovot. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, well, Reish Lakish, also needs that idea of learning ona'a in both directions. And Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, Tarti Gamar Mina, Reish Lakish learns both of them. So it's basically we haven't really been able to approve in any direction whatsoever. Yeah, we've seen a straightforward machloket from the same pasuk, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan holding his ground. They're Mina Torah, it's a Kenyan. Reish Lakish saying, no, Mina Torah, it's not a Kenyan, only Mashiach is a Kenyan. Okay, the interesting over here coming out of this pasuk is that idea of v'chitom imkar al tonu eni l'shinitani lokeach. I'll be honest with you, I also would have thought that ona'a only happens, that only a seller can affect ona'a, because he's the guy that's stalking the guy, right? See over here, that ona'a worth in both directions. In other words, if you're getting too good a deal, but you know that something's worth a hell of a lot more, and the seller isn't asking the right price, so normally you think, okay, well, you know, you got a good deal, keep quiet and just move on. We see over here that there's ona'a as a buyer as well. Okay, it's ona'a as a buyer as well.
I believe you say something.
So you'd have to, you couldn't underpay. Now again, when it comes to Makarkin, we say as a rule, and on a Makarkin, we saw that even that's not 100% true, remember? We saw that was just with regards to a shtut. But there is a level where it becomes ona'a as well. In other words, if you... Okay, and yeah, let's carry on. So Gemara now asks a kasha here on Reish Lakish. So Tnan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Sha Kesef Yado, Yado La Elyona. Rabbi Shimon says, whoever's got the money, he's got the upper hand. Now what does that mean? It means, yeah, that once a person has paid you, the buyer has given you the money, so only you, the seller, can now decide what to do. You want to cancel the deal, cancel. You don't want to cancel, you don't cancel. But the buyer has already paid you the money. He can't pull out of the deal. Let's ask ourselves a question over here. If we say that kesef eino kone, right? If kesef doesn't acquire minat Torah, so then why can't the buyer cancel until he's done meshicha on his on the goods? Minat Torah, there wasn't a transaction. If we say that kesef is kone, right? So then we can understand why the buyer can't pull out of the transaction. Is that clear what I'm saying? Right? In other words, if minat Torah, kesef is kone, money acquires. The buyer paid money to the seller. If we say like Rabbi Yochanan, the minat Torah, it's a deal. We understand why the buyer can't pull out. He paid the money, he's done a deal, you can't pull out. Ah, Chachamim said that the kesef isn't kone. But minat Torah, Chachamim can't undo what a Torah does. So that's what we can understand. And once you paid the money, you can't put it out of the deal. The seller can agree to give back the money. But if kesef ain't no kone at all, and it's only meshicha, Then who cares that I gave you the money? Until I do the Mashiach, I should be able to put out of the deal. I haven't done anything. I haven't acquired anything.
No, because the seller's got to agree to give back the money.
But why? Why? I haven't done a Maaseh Kinyan.
Yeah, but if he wants to...
But wait a second, he's stealing from me. You at the, or if the Kinyan only takes place when I do the Mashiach, until I acquired your goods, who do they belong to? They belong to you. And I gave you my money just as a show of intention, as good intent, that I've got the goods, I'm good for the transaction. Because you didn't want to let me take the goods and do a Mashiach until you knew you're going to get paid, because you're scared I'm going to run away with the goods. So I'll show you, yeah, look, here's the money, hold the money. And now I'm going to acquire it. Now, I don't want to acquire it. Give back the money. Why? That's stealing if you don't give back the money. You can't force me to buy something from you. But according to, if the Torah law says, once you paid the money, you acquired it. So now, once I gave you the money, I've acquired it.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
You've agreed to acquire it, haven't you?
But agreed. But until we actually do the deal, it's unagreed. Well, you can force me. I changed my mind. I think that makes sense. Can't force someone to buy something unless he actually bought it. You say, I don't have to give it back to you. Once somebody bought something from you, you don't have to unravel the deal. But until he's bought it from you, you're going to force him to buy it. See, if me not Torah, money acquires. So once he gave me the money, you acquired it. I don't want it back. But if me not Torah, he hasn't acquired it yet. You're going to force him to buy it? I don't think so. So Israel's lucky she's right. That it's only Mashiach. So then how come? Yador Bel Yonah? Why is the guy holding the money? I got the upper hand. That's what he says. The seller can change my lokeach. No matzi, he can't. Now, yeah, might be Shlomo Mal Konot. If you're going to tell me that money acquires, Mishumachi, Moche Matzi Harbe, that's what the seller can decide to give you back the money or not. Lokeach, lo matzi harbe. Right? I think I'm leaving out the Rashi. I think we've understood it. That's what Rashi says, right? Elei amad maot einan kono. If you tell me that minat Torah, the money doesn't do anything, so lokeach na miliyad erbei. Then why can't the buyer to change his mind?
This is the basis of the machloket. The Rav Shimon says that the money is a kinyan.
Well, that's exactly what we'd be saying. That's a kashya on Rash Lakish. That's not the basis of the machloket. It is the machloket. We've got a machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says money doesn't kone. Rabbi Yochanan says money does kone. It comes on the glorings of brightness. And look, Rabbi Shimon says that once the guy's handed over the money, he can't change his mind. Ah! That supports Rabbi Yochanan. It's a kasha and Resh Lakish. That's what a brighter is. That's why he brought a mate. That's a mativei. You're on silent.
Irrelevant.
Why is it irrelevant?
The Torah says Kinyan is a
Mashiach. Well, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan says.
Doesn't really matter what he says.
Oh, it doesn't matter what Rabbi Yochanan says. Stam, Rabbi Yochanan just said something.
Is
where do you see the Torah said that? That's a whole machlok. Rabbi Yochanan is Lakish.
Okay.
And Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, not Resh Lakish. So you've got Rabbi Yochanan saying that it's not Mashiach, it's money. Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying that it's money. Why do you just decide that the Torah says like Resh Lakish? Why did you become such a big fan of Resh Lakish all of a sudden?
Someone is much cleverer than me says that.
Who?
Where did you say it?
It's a kashya. That's what it is. We just said Tanan. We brought a Mishnah now. We just explained the whole machloket of Yochanan Resh Lakish, how they're based on machloket based on the psukim. And now the Gemara brings a Mishnah and says, Tana, we've got a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Shimon says, that once the guy's paid the money, Yador Ben Yonah. How can that work? And the Gemara explains, that can only work if you say that Kesef Kornet. Everybody following me? Does anybody else think like Selwyn that it's clear that the Torah says Mashiach? I'm not trying to get a team against Selwyn, don't get me wrong, it's nothing personal. But I was like, am I explaining myself clearly or not? I don't know. Yes or no? Okay, let's carry on. So now Resh Lakish comes to defend himself. Resh Lakish is not a pushover. I'm Resh Lakish. Rabbi Shimon, don't come in. Resh Lakish says, no. Rabbi Shimon's a dat yachid. Don't bring Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's not the dat, the accepted opinion. And him, I'm not arguing with him. So he thinks what he says. Don't bring Rabbi Shimon. I've got Rabbi Shimon says what he says. For Dovim Komo Munach, I respect him very much. But I don't hold like him. He says, Ki kamina, alibad rabbanan, agara kachamim. Not at Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Shimon's a dat yachid. Don't bring me a kasha of dat yachid. Look at Rashi Avia. Hold on. Aliba Rabbi Shimon, vada lo kamid Rabbi Shimon, svir alei, meshichah mi takantid rabanani. He says, no, because he holds that Mashiach is a takana, like Rabbi Yochanan. Ki, I hold like Rabbanan, Dami Lokeach, Nami Choser. I hold like Rabbanan. He said, no, even the buyer can change his mind. Why? Mishub the mouth, and I'll not klal. So that's Rabbi Shimon's, that's Reish Lakish's defense. Rabbi Shimon's a dat yachid. So Gemara says, Bishlon Reish Lakish, Haidu Ika ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Now, according to Reish Lakish, we can understand now the Machlok Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. That Rabbi Shimon will say that Minat Torah, Man Okonot, Rabbanan will say, no, Lakish Lakish, Mashiach Kone. And Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan who holds Mina Ikaradin, right? Look at Rashi, the Dama, Rabbanan, now the Shekhar Takan, Rabbi Yochanan can't agree with that answer. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that Meshicha is a Takan of Chachamim, right? Rabbi Yochanan himself holds the Bina Torah, Kesef Kone. It's only because you might come and buy the chitin and the flour, the wheat sits in the guy's storeroom and it's going to burn down and he won't make an effort to save you. So Chachamim said, until you actually do Meshicha, it still belongs to the seller. But Meikar Adin, who does it belong to? So when? To the buyer. Right? Because the money kone. So he can't give the answer like Reish Lakish. It says, no, Rabbi Shimon's a dat yachid because Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, if he's holding like a dat yachid, Aloch is not like him, Aloch is like a rabbim. So Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us that Chachamim agree with him. Right? So now, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan? There's a separate deal of Chizda. What's the deal of Chizda? Rav Chizda, Kederech Shetiknu Meshicha, B'mochin, Kach Tiknu Meshicha B'lekuchot. Rav Chizda says that when Chachamim had the Takana of Meshicha, with Chachamim, who hold that Minat Torah, it's Kesef is what does the money does the acquisition, and Chachamim had the Takana of Meshicha, they said it works in both directions. It was a fair, equitable decision. Both the seller and the buyer have to do Meshicha. And in our case of Rabbi Shimon, who did Meshicha? Only the seller took the money. The buyer didn't do Meshicha yet. Rav Chisda will say, until the buyer did Meshicha as well, he can change his mind. And that Rabbanan, Rav Shimon, late led Rav Chisda. Rav Shimon doesn't hold Rav Chisda. He says, only the seller can change his mind. Rabbanan, it's not Rav Chisda. And Rav Yochanan will tell us that according to Rabbanan, even the buyer can change his mind. Rav Yochanan won't agree with Rav Chisda, with Rav Shimon. But why? Because it's a takana, not because Mi'ikar HaDin is Minat Torah. The Mashiach is a takana. Everybody with me? Is that clear? Right? Okay. Like what happens? A kasha, another kasha on Reish Lakish. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. That's our whole discussion over here is Reish Lakish of Yochanan. That Reish Lakish says that Mashiach is the writer, and Rabbi Yochanan says Mashiach is the Rabbanan. That's
again, in financial issues, don't you normally
hold? If you look in my usual guidelines, I look where the halacha is. It says the Amar of Chizda, Kederech Shetiknu Meshicha B'Mochrin, Kach Tiknu Meshicha B'Lekuchot. That seems to be the halacha, that the Meshicha is on both of them. And here, Rabbi Shimon, later Rav Chizda, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like Rav Chizda. So it seems like the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon in this case. The halacha is like Rav Chizda. Remember, Chizda was in Amora later on. Rabbi Shimon's a Tana. Okay, and it seems over here, I don't know, where's Steve? Is Steve with us this morning? I don't see Steve, yeah? Anybody got a halacha there? Anybody see the halacha? What's the halacha? Michael's driving. Who's got an arch stands out there that's stationary? Anybody see a halacha there? But, okay, can you? No, another kasha is lakish. No, but Amru, Misha Prami, Dura Mabul, who Atili Prami, Misha Eno, Medba Diburo. So what is it? What about this Misha Para, this curse we spoke about? Yeah, might be sort of Maot Kono, if you tell me Maot Konot. That's why we can understand why there's this din of the curse. Because Kesef is Kone. So really, Minadin, like Rabbi Yochanan says, when you paid the money, you were Kone. Now you want to undo it. You want to undo the sale. Now we're going to say you're going to be cursed. But if Maot Einan Konot, if May doesn't buy, so when you paid the money, you haven't yet done an acquisition. So why shouldn't you be able to undo the deal? You didn't buy anything yet. So am I Kai Ba'avel? Why am I Chayev? What did I do? I didn't do anything according to the right. I haven't bought anything yet. I don't want to go ahead with the deal. Why should I face a curse? The woman says, no, we shouldn't vary him. No, because you spoke about it. What did you say, Selwyn? You said you want to do the deal. And now, so what? So he wants to do, but Dvari, Mikai, Bavel, just because you made it, you spoke about things, you made it, you had a discussion, you now subject yourself to a curse for changing your mind. And again, Rabbi Shimon over here. Even though we said that the kone, that the talit kone dinazav. What's the talit kone? The meshicha of the talis gives you entitlement to the gold coins, not the gold coins give you entitlement to the beged. Mikom makom, kacha lagab. What can we do? Look at Rashi here. What's mikom makom? So mikom kloma af lefi puranut atida lavola chozer. But now this is going to suffer. Ken alacha letva loche she'ain beitin yecholin lakev biyado. Can't force the guy. See that? You can't force him to go with the deal. But he's going to curse. Aval Amru. But they said, Mishe Paro, Me'anche Dura Mabu, Me'anche Dura Pagao, Me'anche Stom Amram, Mitzrayim B'yam. So they added over here an extra one, and who caused the Mitzrayim to suffer on the sea. Who atidi prav Mishe Eno Me'er B'dibro. You don't stand B'dibro, you're going to get a Paha. Ever, Havano Seve, Noten B'dvarim, Lo Kana. You see that? But with only Dvarim, there wasn't a Kone. So why should Dvarim cause you to be cursed? And you change your mind. Now here it says when you change your mind from Dvarim, there's no curse. There's only, and Chachamim is unhappy with you. Rava says always. Rava says in all cases, we never have a curse. It's only Chachamim aren't excited about you. So the Gemara says, Dvarim nikabad. The Gemara says, you're right. So when it comes to Dvarim, we've got a difficulty. Dvarim is not a good enough reason to get cursed. So now over here, so how come the Tanakhama said over here that you will get cursed? He said, no, it was Dvarim Vikabadai Mad, where you actually paid the money as well, Kai Bava. But Dvarim Vileka Badai Mad, it was only discussions and not money changing hands, Lo Kai Bava. So we survived it as well. So basically, it appears over here that only if you paid money and now you want to get out of the deal, right, that's where you're going to get cursed. Why? Because Kesef Kone. And who says that? Rabbi Yochanan. What?
Yeah. The halacha seems to be that even if he's paid and there's no meshicha, then the deal's not done.
That's right. That's right, Rav Chisda. That's why we pass like Rav Chisda.
No.
But that's because we pass like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that was my question in the previous Amud. Rav Chisda said that the takana was that you had to have meshicha in both directions. Correct. So that's the answer. There, we pass like Rav Chisda, not like Shimon. Not like Rav Shimon. We pass like Rav Chisda. So the Takana, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that's the machlok between Rabbi Shimon we said to, how does Rabbi Yochanan explain this over here? He said, that's the difference. He said, the one holds like Rabbi Chisda, the one doesn't hold like Rabbi Chisda. And Rabbi Shimon does hold Rabbi Chisda. So according to Rabbi Chisda, you have to have, it still will say that the Kesef Konemi Doraita. When Chachai made the takana, that both the buyer has to do Mashiach and the seller has to do Mashiach. Yeah, because the buyer hasn't done Mashiach, he hasn't concluded the transaction, and therefore he can unravel the deal. Right? But if he paid money, he's going to be cursed because not a nice thing to do. You don't go and get the seller all excited, give him the money, and then take the money away. Right? You've got to be an honorable person. You make a deal, you've got to stick to a deal. It's all about honoring your word, yeah. It's all about honoring your word. I'm ask you, please, if it's not important, let's just move on because we're hell of a, I apologize. We're very, very late. Okay, I'll be carrying a backlog here. I'm trying to get over to the other Amud. Okay. So I'm going to have a cry. So Rabbi says, I'm going to have a cry. So now Rabbi wants to say there's a pasuk and a brighter. It's actually a Mishnah that supports Reish Lakish. We're still trying to defend Reish Lakish over here. Right? So it says, and now, I'm battled with this with these psukim over here. With the pasuk, the Gemara is a pasuk over here. It's a whole pasuk about making a shvua, right, of lying. So it's a nefesh ki techeta, he sinned. Umala mal b'ashem. What was the sin that he did? Chichesh b'amito. He lied to his friend. He denied. And the guy came to ask him for pikadon. You got a deposit of money. I haven't got it. Oba tzomet yad. Rashi says here, okay, tzomet yad over here is a halva'a, a loan. Or begazel, he stole something. Or ashak l'amito, he didn't pay his wages on time. In all these cases, the pasuk, the Torah tells us that's the sin. Then it says, "Vayak yicheta v'asham." He admitted to his sin. Ve'shivet agzera, and he returned what he had stolen. Asher gazal or oshek asher ashak, or he paid back the wage he hadn't paid the guy. Tavu apikadon asher ofkat, or he returned the deposit the guy had with him. Or et aveda asher matzah, or the lost article that he found. And what's missing from here? He had some sort of a deposit, some sort of article which was guaranteeing the payment. Or ashak, what do you mean ashak? He didn't pay. He gave his employee some sort of object to guarantee the payment. The chihadra cried, and when the pasuk went and said that he did good, he returned the gzaila, the lost or the stolen goods, or the eshek, or the wage that he didn't pay the guy, or the pikadon. The loan, the pasuk doesn't mention returning the loan. So might why not? They would say, "Let me show the mechusa meshicha." Maybe here there wasn't. Look at Rashi, the mechusa meshicha on the kli, the under the guarantee. Right, the arvut that he had, he didn't do a meshicha v'lo kano milove, and he didn't acquire it from the love. So therefore, it was never his to begin with. When the guy who borrowed the money, right, gave him some sort of guarantee, he didn't do a meshicha on that. Therefore, he never actually had it to give it back to the guy. He never did a masek kinyan. So the Gemara understands that from this, the Pesach didn't mention that again. He hadn't actually acquired the kli. The malve didn't acquire the kli from the love, so he never actually had ever give back to him because it was never his to begin with. So Gemara says that's proof over here, right? That you have to have meshicha, right? If elu tzomet yad lo hadre, my time elab mishum the mechashem meshicha, and therefore that's proof of Resh Lakish that he didn't do meshicha. There was never his to begin with, and it wasn't the and through the meshicha. You know what we're talking about? Papa, the Rava Eimer Mioshek Udarakra. The pasuk mentions Oshek. So once it mentioned Oshek, so Oshek is the same as Tzumet Yad. In other words, they're all in the same category. So Hachem Maskin, Akagon Shirat Lomi Menu, V'Chazav Kedusha. So Rava over here says, because this was the case over here that Rapapa said to Rava, Mashu Hodada. So Rava says, but what are we talking about? I'm talking about a case where Shirat Lomi Menu, originally I brought you a kli to guarantee my, I owe you money. I gave you a kli, he took it back, and then he gave it back to him. V'Chazav Kedusha Etzlo. And now it becomes like a pikadon. She says, but if that's the case, that's called pikadon. That's not called a guarantee. She says, no, try governor pikadon. The two types of pikadon. One pikadon is where I can bring you the lechatchila to look after it for me. The other one is you owed me a kli, you owed me money. I took the guarantee back from you. And then you persuaded me to give back to you because you actually paid me the money. I gave it back to you again. I don't understand what's going on here. I said at the very beginning. See, if that's the case, then isn't that the pasuk's already mentioning it as well, and just in a different phrase? So he says, "I don't understand." He says, "No, that can't be the case. Why? Because iadre kra lo tiyuv tevlo siyata. If really the pasuk's mentioning it in both directions, just under a different line item, so then this brighter or this pasuk isn't a tiyuv to or siyata to Resh Lakish. Why isn't it helping us in either direction? Rashi is over here." He says, "Lo tiyuv tevlo siyata to Rabbi Yochanan lukma b'delo mashach." Because Rabbi Yochanan will say that why that he didn't do meshicha. Rashi will say, but he did a meshicha. That why did he take it back? And it is mentioning it because he did do a meshicha. Therefore, there was a king. Rashi will say there was a king. Rashi Lakish agrees that there was a takan of a meshicha to begin with. So Gemara says, "Wait a second. Hashtu delo hadre kra mesaila." But now, if the pasuk doesn't mention it, so it seems to be a mesaila to Rashi Lakish, who says, "Why isn't it mentioning it? Because." When he mentions all the other mentions, the Pesukim discusses all that, basically you return the guy and the money that he owed him. He can say, what? Tzumet Yad, the Mechusa Meshicha. Because basically it was Tzumet Yad, Lo Hadre Kra. Why? Because there was a Meshicha, so therefore he needed a Masa Kim in the first place. And that supports Resh Lakish. Without Meshicha, you never acquired anything. So Gemara says, wait a second, Tzumet Yad, Lo Hadre Kra. But Va'atani Am Rabbi Shimon ben Minayin that Litenet Amul Lamal Lamat. Rabbi Shimon said that the first pasuk, the second pasuk, basically all saying exactly the same thing. It says Dichtiv Omi Kol Hashem Yishava Alav Lasheke. Everything. Am Rabbi Nachman. Am Rabbi Baravu. Am Rabbi Lerabot Tumet Yad Lishavon. Okay. So Gemara says, okay, maybe he did return it, but why is it still a support for Resh Lakish? Because Behedya Mia Lo Hadre Kra. The pasuk doesn't mention it specifically. So he wants to have that illusion that is not mentioned specifically. Maybe there wasn't a Meshicha. I don't understand this, to be honest with you, but let's carry on. Because, okay, so we understand there's a pasuk supposedly supporting Resh Lakish. Where's the brighter? Matnita minala. The book says Ditanya over here. And it's from Masechet Me'ilah, right? In Masechet Me'ilah, it's a Mishnah, actually, Masechet Me'ilah. Right? It says, Natna lebalan mal. A guy who's got Hekdesh money, Rashi says over here, who went to the bathhouse and gave it to the bathkeeper money. He was over on Me'ilah by using the money of Hekdesh. Look at Rashi. Even though he didn't actually get anything for his money. So how come he's over on Me'ilah? Surely when you're over on Me'ilah, it's not, if I've got a Hekdesh coin and I give it to you and I've done nothing with it, why is it over on Me'ilah? Instead of me having the Hekdesh coin, you've got the Hekdesh coin. When am I over on Me'ilah? When I use the, I get benefit of the Hekdesh coin, right? So the big chiddush over here with the bathhouse. Look at this. We can't understand that today because we don't go to bathhouses. But I suppose there was a fight to use the bathhouse. There was a lot of people there, and you had to reserve your space. So once you'd given the guy the coin, that means that you've now got the right to use the bathhouse. That itself is already a benefit. Right? Look at Rashi. You see over here. It says the balan ma'al. Right, even though, right, v'amar rav dafke balan, specifically the bathhouse keeper. Why? Look at Rashi. De ma'al hanoten, why? Mishum de schirut gemura hi benitraputa. Because you rented your place already, you guaranteed a chance to come and bath. Right, v'en yachol achzor bo, and the bathkeeper can't change his mind. She'en kan limshoch, and there's no meshicha. Aval im natanal davar she'esh pa limshoch, imenu lo ma'al ad de meshicha. But if you did a deal with somebody where you like said you were buying a cow, then until you did the Meshichat, you got the car in your hands, so you wouldn't be over on Me'ilah. But because of the bathhouse keeper, once you give him the coin, there's no going back. There isn't a Meshichat in the transaction, so it's already a done deal. You got it? And you're already chayav on Me'ilah. Right? How did the Lord say, Kehut de lo mechashe Meshichat? But something which needs Meshichat, lo ma'al ad de mashich. And that supports who? Supports Resh Lakish. That you need Meshichat.
So the Meshicha be equivalent of using the service?
No, that's what he's saying. That's the chiddush or the bathhouse. That the fact that you've guaranteed yourself a spot is already the benefit you got from giving him the money. Because you've reserved your place now.
Using the bath itself?
You don't have to even use the bath. Because just getting a space is already, that's what Rashi says over here. Right?
Specific to this.
The specific, because the bathhouse, like I've said, like a run, whenever there's a, let's say for example, it could apply to anything where, I'll give you an example. Okay, I've been trying to get into the Berlin Marathon. Okay, you can't get in for the love of money. Bli anara, I managed to get in. Now, once you pay your spot, you can't get out. You haven't actually, the marathon's only the 29th of September. Once you pay now, it's guaranteed, it's yours. So if you used Hekdesh money, the moment you paid and reserved your spot, they gave the place. According to this over here, you're already over a Me'ilah. Yeah. You don't have to go and run. I don't care. You could be, not you, but a person, I don't know, change size, doctor, whatever the case is. Done deal. Because once it's yours, it's yours. So with a bathhouse, it seems like it's the same idea. Once you give the money, it's yours. Okay, we're going to move. Okay, but how time you go to wait a second, but not a sapar ma'al. But here we see it. You gave money to the barber. And you read over a Me'ilah. They're going to say, how come? The safar, ha bai lemim shach tisporet. But when it comes to paying the hairdresser, you've got to like basically take the scissor from him or do something. Just paying a barber. So you're going to say, the hachem mask, we're talking about safar noch, we're talking about a goy. The whole din of Mashiach is applied to a goy. It's only between Jews. The la ba Mashiach, who is not written in the picture, the goy is telling me, achi, not na le safar, le safan, le ko ba le amunot, lo mar ad mashach. He has another writer that says, that you gave money to a safar, or a safan. A ship driver or any professional, lo mal adamash, you don't, they aren't over Me'ilah. It's a bit of a stila kashin hadala between the two brides. The one says you give it to a barber, you already chai just giving it to him. No, you're right. It's different when it comes to a barber, a Jewish barber, you aren't chai, they actually have the haircut. You come to a goyish barber, paying the money, you already chai, and that's the proof. So we see over here again, this pasuk seems to this bride's supposed to Resh Lakish. Now the guru goes back. And even though we just proved a moment ago, we've got a brightest supporting Resh Lakish, and we've got a pasuk supporting Resh Lakish, the Gemara is back and says, "What? V'chet Amar Rav Nachman, Davar Torah Ma'ot Konot." Okay? And now the Gemara says, "Ubat Kelevi b'matniteya v'ashkach." And Levi went and did like a search in all his brightest to check what's going on. And he found a brighter that says, "Natna le siton." If you gave money to a wholesaler, ma'al, you're already over a me'ila. You haven't actually bought anything yet. All right? So how come just giving it to the wholesaler already over a me'ila? Because we see that ma'ot konot. Just giving the money, he's already done a deal. You didn't have to do Mashiach. And that supports who? Rabbi Yochanan. And that's a kashi against who? Resh Lakish. So Gemara says, yeah, a kashi Resh Lakish. Gemara says, but is that a kashi Resh Lakish? What's going on over here? It's a kashi Resh Lakish. So Gemara says, Amar Resh Lakish, how many of you actually say, no, I get carried away. Who's that, Selwyn? Rabbi Shimoni. Resh Lakish says, that brighter that you found there, Rabbi Chia, that is, not Rabbi Chia, was it? That look for the brighters? Levi says that what you find is a dat yachid that Rabbi Shimon is not chachamim. So that really will be the big machloket over here. We haven't resolved it, but we know the cloud, right? Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Lochelar, Rabbi Yochanan. And we saw that Lochelar Rav Chisda, that the takana was in both directions. Okay, so it's pretty strict. Okay, now we go into this question of Aval Amru Mishe Para, but this idea of getting the curse. So Itmar, Machlok Ramurami, Abaya Amar, Odue Modainanle. Abaya says you actually inform him. Look at Rashi, Da, Sheim, Tachzor, Sofchari, Pray. If you change your mind, if you undo this deal, you're going to get cursed. Just by the way, I saw in the Dafna, it was the Maharsham. It says if a father sells to a son, and he wants to change his mind, the son has to go to Beit Din and ask them not to impose the curse on his father because of Kibbutz. Right, interesting, eh? Yes, that's the Marsham Paskin like that. Okay. What was he doing in the Marsham? Shvadron, I think. We saw him in Tsuba not long ago. He was Ukrainian, Talmid Chochem. Big Shuta Marsham, I think it's called. And he wrote a Dart Torah, another Sefer. We saw him in Tsuba a while ago. We mentioned him. Shvedron, I think his name was. Shvedron or Shvedron, something like that. Come look it up. He was a Ukrainian. Big Talmid Chochem. He died in the beginning of the century, of the 19th century. Rava says, no, Meilat, like you just curse him. Meilat, look, Rabbi Hanan says, yeah, Rava Meilat, Latinan Le, Bishme. I think it's Hashem's name. He said, Paskin, like Rava. You see there the others on the Rava there. Okay, Abaya Amar Odu Modinan Le, why do you have to inform him? Dichtiv, Venasi Bamachalo Taor. And Nasi Bamachalo Taor. Right? It's not love Dafka Nasi, but you don't curse people. Right, you don't just curse people's stuff, so you've got to inform him. Rather by now, man, you curse him. Why do you think? Ba'amcha, it's a nasi ba'amcha. When do we not curse a guy? But say ma'ase amcha, when he behaves like he should, like a good Jew. When he isn't, you curse him. V'nasi, but doesn't mean v'nasi ba'amcha lo to, you can't curse Jewish people. When they behave like a am, then you don't curse them. So I'm a Rava, the Rav says, where do I know this, that you curse him? Rav Chia bar Yosef, Yalvele Zuzei Amilcha. People paid Rav Chia bar Yosef, obviously a salt merchant. Right, and they gave him money for the money. The sof, Yaakir Milch, I mean, the guy hadn't taken the salt. It was still in Rav Chia bar Yosef's, storerooms. And now the price of salt went up. So he figured the guy, I don't want to do the deal now. Why should I sell? The price of salt's gone up. The salt's with me. I'll give back his money. I've got to sell somebody else. So after the Kamer Rabbi Yochanan. Came to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, can I do that? So Amalei, what are you talking about? Zir Avalei, you go give it him. Ilo Kabil Alecha Mishapara. He said, Rav Yosef, Chia bar Yosef, you know, you're going to get cursed. V'yamat odui emot. So the Gemara now wants to say, according to Reish Lakish, said you've got to inform him. V'yamat odui emot. You got to inform him about the curse of Chia bar Yosef, bar odui emot. He needs to be informed. Look at Rashi, V'yamat odui emot. Bitmiya, question mark. V'yamat tzarich lo'odio shu nifra min ha-shakranim. V'alo tamil chayim v'zachat tamil chokim. He knew that, aloha. Never to come to Rav Yochanan to be told this. He knew that. V'elamai made that letin anlei. So Ve'elamai Meilat Latinanei says no. You can just curse him. So Gemara says, "Okay, but Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, at the Kibbutz Le'Tuma Le'Tutu Rabbanan, what Rabbi Chia came to Rabbi Yochanan to get cursed? If that's the case, so if he gets cursed, he knew that din. Was he coming to Rabbi Yochanan to get cursed? He was coming, knock at the door, please curse me. What was going on over here? Was Ele Rabbi Chia bar Yosef? He didn't think he'd get cursed. Why? Because Arvonu Deyavia, the guy only gave him a deposit, didn't pay him the whole amount of money. Let's say the dealer was under 10,000 shekels. He only paid him 1,000 shekels to secure the goods. Look at Rashi, Arevon, 10 erat, Miktzata ma'ot natan lo al pisuk meruba. He only gave him a bit of the money. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'neged kulu koner. Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't make a difference. Even though I only put down a small deposit, that entitled him to everything. And what did Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef thought? He thought, no. Right? So he wants to say, itmar, machloket amorai mavia. With the gods and everyone. Rav omer, k'negedohu koner. Rav says, what? A guy gave you a Ravon, he paid you 10%. The price went up. You can undo the deal on 90%. What he gave you the Aravon for, give him the goods. So he gave you 1,000 shekels, give him 1,000 shekels worth of salt at the original price. And the other 9,000 shekels, tell him, thank you very much, goodbye, I'm not selling to you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, wait, yeah, Robert, remember the other day, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, here's another Mahlok, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, can I get kulu hukone? Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? A guy put down a deposit, he secured the whole thing. That was the terms of deal of the deal. You know, today it's very common. Guys are offering you can put down 20% on the property and pay 80% when you get the building, when you get your flat. So what, you're going to come to the time when the property went up, I said, I'm going to give you 20% of the apartment, and I'm going to sell somebody else. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, that's Makarkin. Maybe it's a little bit different. Okay. Someone wants to say, what's
that one? My dad and all of that, though? That sounds to me that that's rebit.
The Madad... The
you, know that you buy something now, and as you buy going along, it goes up, and you've got to pay the extra then.
So it's a good question, is Madad rebit or not? If you look at your mashkand, if you've got a mashkand, if you've got any loans, you'll see that the keren goes up as well somewhat to the Madad. Right? So your loan's actually growing. So the question is that growth in the keren, is that interest? It's a good question. I don't know. It's good. I'm sure it's been discussed many, many times over. But it's worth, definitely worthwhile looking into. Good question. Okay. So now we see Machlok Rav and Rav Yosef. Mate, there was a kasha now on Rav, because Rav said that you pay just on the Aravon. So it says, Hanotet Aravon Chaveru, you gave it like a deposit to a friend. V'amalo, imani chozer bi. Listen to this. This happens, by the way. Imani vachad namand, Aravoni machulacha. I'm happy to lose my deposit. V'hala amalo, and the seller says to the buyer, imani achzor bi, I'll pay you double what your deposit was. Now that's a bit of an exaggeration, right? If I change my mind, I mean, my penalty will be to give you back double your Aravon. Rabbi Yossi says that's a good deal. Why? Rabbi Yossi, the topic. Rabbi Yossi is pretty consistent because Rabbi Yossi says, the Amar, Rabbi Yossi holds over here, right? We'll see this later on in this Gemara. Asmachta Kanya. Now what's an Asmachta? Look at Rashi. Look how Rashi translates Asmachta. Haftachat guzma, and you exaggerate a promise. She'adam maftiach et chaver yismoch alav. Because why am I keep exaggerating so much? Because I want you to believe me. Right? She'im lo yekayem t'na'o yiten kach v'kach. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, and that's gambling, by the way, is about nasmachta. That's the machloket with gambling is nasmachta. Because what's happening? I'm putting down a small amount, and you promising me a huge return if I win. Now it's exaggerated. Well, I'm putting down 10%, you're gonna pay me out 10 times my money. It's mad. So that's why we'll see, we'll get to that sugya. But gambling, someone said gambling is stealing. Because the guy never intended to give it to you in the first place, and you take it from him, you're stealing. According to Rabbi Yossi over here, he said, ah, smach the kanya. So there's the exaggeration like Rabbi Yudo Meir, Dayo Sheikne Keneged Arvono. Rabbi Yudo says, no, even in a case like that, the most you can buy from the guy is what he owed you for the aravut, and that's over here. And right. So machloket Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Right. I'm normally machloket Rabbi Yossi, by the way. Right. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but maybe Rabbi Gamliel limits us. What are we talking about? Bezman shamarlo. That's when he said, "Bezman shamarlo arvoni yikon." What does it mean? Arvoni yikon. Look at Rashi. Yikne. Arvoni yikon. Yikne. Shelo natna lo betorat tchilat piraon. V'ashar lav milve, ele b'turat aravon ze yikne takol. V'ha lav miltihi. He says, that's when he says, it's not that I'm only putting down 10% and as if I bought the whole thing and you gave me a loan. No. I bought everything of you, I'm giving you the money. The question says, lav milte doesn't actually work so well. Ava machar lo bayit o sadeh be'ed, but if you bought a house, he has a case, a house, land, or field, be'elif zuz, u para lo mehem, he paid half, chamesh mo zuz, that's a whole done deal. Right, and then Machsir or Ashar, Machsir doesn't mean Machsir returns, but he has to go and give him the balance. He has to pay up the balance. But Afilu Lachar Kama Shanim. When he says, my love, who I didn't know, shouldn't that apply to the Talmud as well? But the Stomach, he bought it all. If you bought it all, that was a kashi against Rav. Because remember, Rav said that you only have to go according to the Aravut. He had the problem to say that it's like metal, it's like karke, and then what's his no? Lo, metaltli mistama lo kani. Metaltli no. So Mashna, why is it different between money and karka? It says karka de bekaspa kani mamish. Because everybody agrees that land you buy with money. It's not a case of mashicha. Land is kesef kone. Right? So kani, therefore, when you put down the money, what do you put down? Entitled to everything. Metaltli lo kani le kibule mishepara. With money, it's only basically giving the money as a good show of intention, and you know that if you don't do the deal, you're going to be cursed. Lo kan le kula. You don't acquire all of it. I'm going to stop over here. We're going to the Machlokes Tanaim. We'll get into it tomorrow. Okay. So not easy stuff. I will acknowledge that. I might not have been the clearest it should have been, but I think it was pretty clear.